You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple TV fourth generation demonstration. And in this demonstration, I'm going to talk about the actual Siri Touch Remote itself, or Siri Remote. And I just keep calling it the Siri Touch Remote because it's got the touch trackpad on top of it. Besides doing a description of the Siri Touch Remote itself, I thought I'd just go over some of the functions of the actual buttons on the remote itself. And finally, also show you how to configure the volume control on the remote to also control your Apple TV if your Apple TV doesn't have the HDMI CEC compliance, so that you can do it via your HDMI cable. And I'm not going to do the power off from the Siri remote because my TV does not have HDMI CEC compliance. Hence why I'm doing the volume via infrared learning on my old TV remote. First of all, let's just do a description of the Siri Touch Remote itself. As I've said previously in other demos, you've got the touch trackpad at the top of the Siri Touch Remote, and then smack bang in the middle, you've got five buttons. Three buttons on the left-hand vertical column, and going from top to bottom, you've got the menu button, the Siri button, and the play pause button. And on the right hand side, at the same level horizontally as the menu button, you've got the round home button, and then below that you've got the rectangular volume button, which if I press at the moment is not going to do anything because I haven't yet actually applied it to my setting up volume. Below those group of five buttons, you've got a smooth surface of the actual Siri Touch Remote itself. And then down the bottom edge in the middle, of course, you have the lightning connector to charge the Siri remote. Let's do some of the functionality of the buttons. So if you've actually set up the access shortcut for VoiceOver to turn it on and off by triple click of the menu button, of course, that's in Settings, General, Accessibility Shortcut. And remember, you've got four options in there. You've got VoiceOver that you can select, Zoom, Closed Captions, and Audio Description. So if I just press my menu button three times, one, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
I've turned off VoiceOver. If I press it again, one, two, three.
VoiceOver on. Search. Okay, row two, column one.
And off. So let me just click on the trackpad to activate an option, which is settings in
search.
This case.
Keyboard. A.
Okay, so I've gone into Alpha. Search and it's brought up the keyboard. When I'm in a sub option, if I just press the menu button once.
Search, home, search, row two, column one.
It takes me back a level, in this case back to the main home screen. And when I'm on the home screen, if I just press it again.
Movies, row one, column one.
It takes me to the first option on the actual home screen. If I press it one more time.
Screensaver, New York City.
Screensaver, in this case it's New York City. If I press it again.
Movies. Row one, column one.
Main home screen back up again. So that moving back to the first option at the top of the actual menu, which is the movies option, is quite nice. Because if I flick down my
search, ABC, Carrot Weather, Cartoon TV, Shadow Magic, Lumino City, row seven, column one.
Okay, I'm right down the bottom. So if I press menu,
movies, row one, column one.
So let's just go across to the home button. Home button acts like a home button on iOS. So if I flick down.
Search. Row 2. ABC News. Row 3. News, column 1.
Click on the trackpad.
Featured. Tab. 1 of 6.
Okay. Now if I just press the home button.
ABC. Home. ABC News. Row 3. Column 1.
Okay. I've just come out of the ABC News app. So if I click it again and go back into it.
ABC News. Featured. Tab. 1 of 6.
And also press menu.
ABC Home. ABC News. Row 3. Column 1.
I've also come out of the app. Now I've noticed on some apps though, pressing the menu button hasn't worked once or twice. The home button always does. So that's the first press of the home button. Pressing the home button twice, of course, brings up the app switcher. I'm going to do that now. 1, 2 on the home button.
Actions available.
If I flick to the right.
Movies. 3 of 34.
Okay, so movies, 3
actions available.
If I flick back to the
ABC
left,
News.
That's ABC
2 of
News.
34. Home. And 1 of 34.
If I clicked on home, would go back to the home screen.
Actions available.
Flick to the right again.
ABC News. 2 of 34.
ABC News.
Actions available.
Okay, now it says actions available. Now, I said in another demo that I did for VoiceOver Gestures is that when it says actions available, there also might be options on your VoiceOver rotor. So if I do a two-finger rotate.
Actions.
I've come to actions, and if I flick down.
Close app.
I've got close app. If I flick up.
Select. Default action.
Select, which is the default action. So if I want to close.
Close app.
The ABC one. The ABC News app. I just click.
Closing ABC News. ABC News. 2 of 33.
Okay.
Actions available.
Let's see what movies. One has just moved up, which is movies. So
actions available.
Closing it, now it's on movies. To come out of the app switcher, I could flick back to home and click on the trackpad, or I can just press the home button, which I'm doing now.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
Now, before I finish with the home button, I should say holding in the home button that I'm going to do now.
Sleep now. Sleep. Button.
Brings up sleep now. If I flick down.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button.
And if I flicked up.
Sleep. Button.
And if I clicked on sleep, it would put the Apple TV to sleep. So I'm just going to press
cancel.
The button to come out.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, so I'm coming straight over to the menu button, coming down one level, because I'm going to leave the volume button to last, as I'm going to set it up for volume control. So, of course, we've got the Siri button underneath the menu button in the middle. The Siri button works in two ways. If I just press it once.
Hold to speak.
It says hold to speak, and now it's going to give us a description of what we can say to Siri.
While a show's playing, okay, you can say rewind 30 movies. Row 1, column 1.
If I held it in, wait for a double beat because I'm using VoiceOver and then say a command. What's the weather today? And release.
22 degrees. Nerera. Mostly cloudy. Here's the current weather.
Okay, now because the weather's so unstable in here in Sydney, Australia at the moment, I always want to check if it's going to rain today. Will it rain today?
Yes, I think we'll see some rain for today.
Yep, funny
3 p.m.
Okay,
23.
Press the menu button to come
5 p.m. Movies. Row 1, column 1.
So now we've arrived down the bottom left-hand column here, the group of three buttons, and the bottom one is the play pause key. A couple of things to do with the play button. Let me just start playing some music. I'm just going to ask Siri. Open music.
Thermal music. Thermal bubble bath. Spa nature music. Playing.
Okay, now I press it again.
Paused.
I've paused it. If I press it again.
Playing.
I'll start it again.
Paused.
Okay, so that's one option of the play pause key. Let me just press the home button to come right back to the main menu.
Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, and I'm going to flick down to search.
Search. Row 2, column 1,
trackpad.
Search, keyboard, A.
And this
Alpha.
Is a nice little feature to do with the play pause button when you've got the keyboard running. If I press play pause now.
Uppercase letters, cap
I've turned
A.
on all caps. If I flick to the right.
Cap B, cap C, cap D.
And if I press it again.
Lowercase letters, D.
I've turned off all caps.
Delta.
So I flick to the left.
C, B, A.
Okay, so pressing
Alpha.
Play pause.
Uppercase letters.
Turns on uppercase letters. Pressing play pause again.
Alpha. Lowercase letters.
Turns
A.
off. Now press the home button to come out again.
Search. Home. Search. Row 2.
Okay.
Column
and
1.
To show this next option of the play pause button, this is to do with VoiceOver. I'm actually going to bring up one of my news applications. I'm going to ask Siri. Open ticker.
Search. Feeds. Tab. 1 of 3.
Okay, I'm going to flick down.
Feeds. Imor, the number one iPhone, iPad, and Imor, the number one iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Hearthstone's League of Explorers, StarCraft 2, Kamashi's Bluetooth Sports, Instagram reportedly, Spigen Rugged Capsule, Power Photos will help you move. Your iPhone and iPad are the new mall. App Store ads, new music on iTunes. How to AirPlay mirror your Mac screen to your Apple TV.
That's a local one, so. What I'm going to do now, hold in play pause until I hear a click, and VoiceOver will read out the article that's displayed on the screen for me.
Imor, the number one iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch blog. How to AirPlay mirror your Mac screen to your Apple TV, the 7th of November 2015, 3:07 a.m. Need to get your Mac screen up on the big screen? With AirPlay mirroring for OS 10,
okay,
it's easy.
So I'm just going to do a touch on that. Holding in play pause when you're running VoiceOver basically does the two-finger flick-up gesture, which is read from top of screen. So let me press the home button again on the remote.
Search. Row 2, column 1.
So the thing I've been really waiting for, because I thought I'd do the other part of this demo before I do this myself, is to set up the volume on the Siri remote to control the volume of my television set via infrared. So we're going to go to settings, so I'm going to flick down.
Search. Row 2, column 1.
That's search. Now I flick to the right on
settings.
My home screen.
Row 2, settings. Column 2. Settings. Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, general 1 of 9, so I flick down to remotes and devices.
Accounts, audio and AirPlay, remotes and devices.
Okay, remotes
button,
and devices.
5 of 9. Remotes and devices. Remote. Touch surface tracking. Medium.
Okay,
one
down.
Of other devices.
Other devices.
Bluetooth. Learn remote. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, learn remote, that's not the remote.
Set up home theater control.
Home theater
turn on
control.
Your TV with your remote. Off. Dimmed.
And that's
one of two.
Dimmed because I don't have the correct.
Use your remote to control your TV. Volume control.
Here's
off.
Volume control.
Two of two.
Currently off. Okay, so my volume control.
Configure your volume control.
So click on the trackpad.
Select volume control. Auto. One of two.
So I've got auto.
Selected. Off.
Off.
Two of two.
Click down.
Learn new device. One of one.
And learn new device, which is what I want. So I click on that.
Learn remote. Press and hold the volume up button on the other remote. Continue to hold the volume up button until the progress bar is full. Progress. Press menu on the Apple TV remote to cancel setup.
So button. Press menu on the Apple remote to cancel it. Now, unfortunately, this might get a little bit louder than recording, so I'm going to hold.
Learn remote.
Down
press and hold the volume up button on the other remote. Continue to hold the volume up button until the progress bar is full. Learn remote. Successfully learn the volume up button. Press and hold the volume down button on the other remote. Continue to hold the volume down button until the progress bar is full.
Okay, so sorry about that. Okay, so now I'm going to hold down the volume down button on my TV.
Learn remote. Press and hold the volume down. Learn remote. Successfully learn the volume down button. To continue, keyboard. A.
Okay,
alpha.
Now basically what this wants me to do
remote
is now
name. Enter a name for this remote. Text field
so
is editing. Custom.
So I'm going to flick to the right.
Insert V. E. H. L. E. L. P. R. S. T. T. U. V. V.
Okay, and flick down.
Ampersand. Punctuate. Done. Button.
Click on done.
Setup complete. You can now control the volume using your remote. Okay. Button.
And click on okay.
Done. Select volume control. Edit devices. One of two.
So now I've got edit devices. Click down.
Learn new device.
And learn new device.
Two of two.
So if I press the menu button.
Remotes and devices. Home theater control. Volume control. Custom via IR. Two of two.
Okay, so now it says custom control.
Configure your volume control.
Via IR. Okay, so my volume is via infrared. So if I'm just going to press the menu button.
Home.
Let's open up music. So I'm just going to ask Siri. Open music.
For you, music, for you, tab, 1 of 6.
Click to the right.
New,
and
radio,
to radio,
tab,
click on radio.
Recently played, chill,
I'm gonna choose
1 of 53,
chill.
But in progress.
Soon to be my favorite one for doing demos with at the moment. And hopefully
Golden,
it'll start
Zimmon,
playing.
Playing.
Okay, so let's use the volume down now on the remote. Oh, geez, it works. Okay, and turn the volume up. Now I've got to be careful because voiceovers actually turning the volume of the music down as well and putting it down. Press play, pause.
Paused.
Let me press the home button to go back to the main home screen.
Home, movies.
That's a bit soft.
Row 1, column 1.
So let me just turn it up now because that's down a bit.
TV shows,
oh,
row 1, column 2.
Down a bit more.
App Store, row 1, column 3.
That's it. Beautiful. A bit easier to actually adjust the volume when it's talking. And that's it for the Siri remote. So just as a quick summary, I basically went through a description of the Siri Touch remote. Then we went through quite a few of the different options that you can do with the different buttons on the Siri remote. And finally, I went through and showed you how you can actually set the volume on the Siri Touch remote to act as an infrared volume up and down for your TV if your TV doesn't support the HDMI CEC standard. So with that, I'm just going to hold in my home button.
Sleep, sleep now. Sleep. Button.
And click on sleep.
App Store.
and I've just put my Apple TV to sleep. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.